From the farmers and ranchers of Farm Bureau, this is Farm Weekend. Recent data from the U.S. Department of Agriculture demonstrates the important role small farms play in our food system. Mike Davis has more.
Small farms are often at the center of the discussion around healthy food. But what does that actually mean? Faith Parham, an economist with the American Farm Bureau Federation, explains that the Department of Agriculture has a definition for what can be considered a small farm.
USDA defines small farms as farms with less than $350,000 of gross cash farm income. That being said, that's gross cash farm income, so that's income before expenses. Expenses for farms that are small are around over $200,000, so most of these farms are only actually taking home around $45,000.
Parham says that while some folks may use small farm and family farm interchangeably, they do not have the same definition.
Small farm refers to the size of the operation. So like we mentioned earlier, that's how much money they are making in gross cash farm income. And 86% of all farms are considered small. Family farm refers to the ownership structure. So that's how they're legally set up. 97% of all farms are family owned. So that can be owned through a partnership or individual families, but they are owned in those family structures.
Learn more on the Market Intel page at fb.org. I'm Mike Davis.
Mexico confirms case of New World screwworm near the U.S. border. More when Farm Weekend returns.
The farmers and ranchers of Kansas Farm Bureau work daily to ensure they are raising the healthiest crops and animals with care to provide a safe and nutritious meal from their family to you and your family. Learn more about these Kansas farmers and ranchers and get great recipes featuring the products they raise by visiting our website, www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Mexico's National Service of Agroalimentary Health, Safety, and Quality confirmed a new case of New World screwworm in Sabinas Hidalgo, less than 70 miles from the U.S.-Mexico border. U.S. Secretary Brooke Rollins said protecting the United States from the New World screwworm is non-negotiable and a top priority of the Trump administration. To combat the outbreak, Secretary Rollins has made substantial progress in implementing the five-prong plan to protect the nation's livestock, wildlife, and public health from the growing threat, which includes innovating our way to eradication, protecting the U.S. border, strengthening surveillance and detection, enhancing public awareness and education, and coordinating with Mexico and international partners. Becoming the most significant threat to the American cattle and livestock industry, this is now the northernmost New World screwworm outbreak detected. Being near a major highway that connects Monterey to Laredo, Texas, the U.S. ports remain closed to imports of cattle, bison, and horses from Mexico. Next, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Keep up to date with new and exciting attractions and events from across the state, the freshest recipes, and fun crafty activities for your family by visiting www.kansaslivingmagazine.com. Kansas Farm Bureau's new website provides you with a variety of content from featured families to fun projects that are bound to keep the whole family entertained and in the know. Visit today at www.kansaslivingmagazine.com.
Now, Insight with Jackie Munt.
Earlier this month, I traveled to South Africa with American Farm Bureau's Partners in Advocacy Leadership Program. Our focus was labor challenges in agriculture, and South Africa offered valuable perspective since the country supplies many H-2A guest workers for U.S. farms. We learned about far more than labor, and we had an incredible guide, Manuela. She brought the country to life with her knowledge and passion. One unforgettable day came at Kruger National Park. Within minutes of entering, we spotted elephants and zebra. Over the next few hours, we saw giraffes, lions, hippos, cape buffalo, even a leopard. Manuela later told us that in her decades of guiding, she had rarely seen such abundance in one day. She credited our group's positive energy, respectful, grateful, and upbeat. We leaned into the adventure, and the magic kept happening. Her words were a powerful reminder that mindset matters. On the farm or halfway around the world, optimism doesn't prevent problems, but it does shape how we face them. Gratitude and resilience open our eyes to small victories and turn challenges into stories worth telling. Traveling in South Africa reinforced a simple truth: attitudes shape experience.
Join us next week for another edition of Farm Weekend from Kansas Farm Bureau, the voice of agriculture.